We've got a really cool show today.
We certainly have, Chip, and we've got some very special guests in the studio.
We do.
We've got a guest from Halen's Farm, and we're going to be talking about MenCap and the work that MenCap does, and also about a special grant that's available for people with learning disabilities. So we're going to talk about that Halen's Farm. So let's introduce everybody, Chip.
Hello, Sam.
Yes, my name is Sam Jeffries. I'm from Shanklin, the Isle of Wight, and I'm here today from Haynes Farm.
And we spoke over the phone during the COVID.
Yes, we did. We did an interview, I think it's during the lockdown, about the vaccines for people with learning disabilities. So I remember me talking to you, Rob, about that.
It was a really good interview.
It was. It's definitely.
And we also got Wayne, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
And we got Rebecca, how are you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And you go to Halen's Farm.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Yeah, we both go to Halen's Farm.
What's it like at Halen's Farm?
We do lots of stuff at Halen's Farm. We got lots of animals. And we do lots of stuff, help out each other out at Halen's Farm.
What's your favourite animal on the farm?
On the farm we like pigs we've got, and we like horse.
What's your favourite animal?
My favourite animal is the horse, Dennis.
The horse, Dennis?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, I mean, Halen's Farm is a fantastic place, and it was set up in 1976 by two parents. And, of course, it's for training, educational development work for people with learning disabilities. And we're going to talk a bit more about that in a minute. We'll have some more chat with Sam, Wayne and Rebecca from here. Halen's Farm.
Hey!
So, guys from Halen's Farm, we were talking about what goes on there, and it's actually a training centre, a work-based training centre for people over 16 with learning disabilities, and it offers tailored support, training and work-based activities. So Sam and Rebecca and Wayne are here with us in the studio this afternoon.
They are.
So how long have you been involved with Halen's Farm? Has it been a great experience for you, and kind of things that you do?
It's been really good because it helps people like us who obviously struggle to find jobs and jobs in our local area on the island. It really struggles to find jobs that are easy for us to do, but not for example, stacking shells. Some people like me or like other people around here are not easy to stack them, so in our sort of community we help, helps all of us get some skills. And
so what sort of work activities can you do there? Is there a whole range of work activities?
Like, we do a bit of gardening, we do a bit of woodwork, we do a bit of, digging, weeds, anything you like. It all depends on what you want to do. Say, for instance, if you want to do woodwork in the morning and something else in the afternoon, you don't have to do it all day. You can choose one thing and then another. So
that sounds brilliant.
Mix it up a bit.
Yeah.
What are the stuff you make out of wood? What stuff have you made?
We have made dove cots. We've made bird tables. We've made chicken houses for customers. We've made all sorts of different things that customers have asked us for that we make, and then they give us the money to pay for the things they've made for.
So, Sam, you help out with MenCap, and you are the MenCap head of the island.
I'm the trustee for MenCap, so I sit on the board as a trustee for MenCap, but I do I do as a member on the Forest Council. I do work for National MenCat, which is it was at the time before that it was a voluntary position, which is now a paid sort of, it's more of a relief worker role. So I do a lot of national campaigns and sort of help them, and also help deliver some of them to the island as well. And I do, yes, I'm a trusty for MenCat, but I'm sort of based at Haylands Farm as well as that, and I've been at Haylands Farm since I was 18. So, and I've helped out with various things that have happened there.
Yeah, so Sam, in the next link, we're going to talk about a special grant that's available. So,
bucket heads.
Bucket heads. You're thinking about hyacinth buckets, aren't you?
Blockheads.
So we've got Ian Dury and the bucket heads. Oh, sorry, the blockheads.
Blockheads.
I don't think they're going to be very impressed with you, Chip. Wake up. And also, we're going to talk to the guys here in the studio about Haylands Farm and the grant that's available from MenCap.
Yeah, we'll wake up.
But yeah, Chip might get the next act right. What is it, Chip? The bucket heads. So we're in the studio with some lovely people. We've got Sam, we've got Rebecca, and we've got Wayne from Haylands Farm. And Haylands Farm is a work-based training centre for people with learning disabilities, and we've heard a little bit about what they do. Now, Sam is in the studio. He's going to tell us about MenCap and the grant that's available for people on the island.
Yes. So basically, my fund is basically sort of a fund for people with learning disabilities on the island, ranged from sort of the ages, you know, babies right to sort of children, and then all the way through to adult sort of hood for people with autism and learning disabilities. So basically, how it come about is that National MenCat did a my fund nationally. And that it was a success. So what happens is that someone in a legacy sort of left us some money at MenCap, and MenCap contacted us to say that they wished, you know, to benefit the people with learning disabilities on the island. So we thought it'd be sort of a great way to do a my fund for people with learning disabilities to sort of apply for and for things that make them a lot happier and healthier. And you know, in their lives.
So Sam, how would people get in touch to apply to get the form?
So basically, we've also been doing firstly around visiting places with people where people with disabilities are. We've put it on our social media, Haylands Farm Facebook page and the MenCap Facebook page, and so basically with a video and how to apply. We've also been emailing it around to the colleges and other organisations, and actually distributing around their networks. So basically, once you've got an application form, it explains, you know, you fill it in, and then you can also return it by the address on the application form, or you can return it by email, which is mencap@haylandsfarm.co.uk.
Well, that's excellent, Sam. And of course, the applications go through to the end of March, to the 31st of March. And the key purpose, I think, Sam, you correct me if I'm wrong, is to make people feel healthier and happier. Yeah. And the grant is available for those kind of activities that people might want to do.
Yeah, it's basically to help enable people to sort of, you know, if they want a if they need a phone, or they need something simple like a reading impairment because they can't read, it helps them to sort of maintain independence and promote their independence, or for anything else that they, you know, they can't, you know, afford or anything, you know, there's funds there for them to apply. On an individual basis, it's up to £300, but if it's an organisation that is like a group that supports them, then the group can also apply for funding as well.
Well, thank you, Sam. Before we do, we just want to thank Sam and Wayne and Rebecca for coming into the studio to talk about Haylands Farm and MenCap.
Thank you for coming
in. Yes, thank you very much for coming in.
And it's a pleasure.
I got my application in.
And talking about application, so who can apply? So this is for the MenCap MyFund grant, and it's available to people with learning disability or autism who live on the Isle of Wight, and if you're under 18, someone can apply for you. You can apply by contacting Haylands Farm, and the email address is mencap at haylandsfarm.co.uk, or you can call them on 566038. Don't forget, the applications for the grants must be in by the 31st of March. So we're running out of time very rapidly. So quick roundup from Sam, Wayne and Rebecca. What have you thought about coming into the studio very quickly? Who wants to go first? Rebecca.
We have a lot of things going on at Haylands Farm at the minute. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to build sort of like a supportive living kind of house.
Well, that's brilliant, Rebecca. And like I say, thank you very much, guys, for coming in this afternoon.
Yeah.